This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pretty good first hour. That'll teach you to not be on time. You want to be on time for this program. Bob Melvin joined us in the opening hour of the program. We appreciate his time. And Chris, hello, Tony Gwynn Jr. back with you on Gwynn and Chris. Matt Scraby walked to work today. He is also alongside, but still trying to cool down a little bit. He's still a little hot under the collar.
Do you guys sense something from me over here?
First of all, I told
Chris today when he got here, every day that I've walked in for the past 2 weeks, because you guys know it's been kind of chilly, Scraby has been bundled up in whatever...
I have
sweater,
one jacket.
Hoodie. What do you call that thing? It's like a...
Zip-up hoodie.
Kind of
fleece.
Brown and black, right? Yeah. He's been on it. Today I get it, and he's fully short-sleeved out.
Yeah.
And I knew something was up immediately when I walked in.
He's got a little color, too.
He does have a little color.
I've been in the rosy color.
I've been in the sun. I wouldn't be surprised if I had the raccoon eyes.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that.
I wouldn't be surprised if I had the raccoon eyes for my sunglasses.
He was working hard before the show today, literally.
You want to know how many steps I have today? I'm just looking. I have 13,000 steps. That means I walked like 10,000 steps.
Do we need to appeal to the listeners out there to come by with some gas? To
no,
drop it off
no,
for you
no,
to
no. The gas
get
is fine.
Your car running
I am
after
fine.
The show.
I am fine.
Are you though?
Right. I'm fine. I'm going to be okay. I have a friend who has AAA. They're going to come help me if I need the help. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to get in my car because I already filled it up with 2 gallons of gas. It's just going to start.
Yeah, I'll keep my fingers crossed
buddy.
For you, Mr.
Me too. Really hope so.
Me too. Well, that's why my friend has AAA.
If you miss Bob Melvin, it'll be posted very shortly on our webpage. You can listen to the entire interview if you happen to just be tuning in. But a good update from Bob Melvin. The webpage, by the way, 973thefansd.com. Also, the Odyssey app has all of our interviews as well. But just to recap... you know, look, I mean, he loves his team. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that he's sitting there like...
He was bubbly.
What?
He was very, like...
Yeah, he's upbeat.
He's upbeat,
and, you know, he did talk to Fernando Tatis Jr. and, you know, about moving to the outfield, apparently, and about where he might bat in the order, and Fernando told him, just wherever you put me, you'll be perfectly fine with me. Just looking forward to coming back. And helping this team win, that was music to Bob Melvin's ears. So
they're making it sounds like they're making it easy in terms of the depth that they have. They're making it easy on them right now.
Yeah. I mean, you just look at this team. I mean, Cronenworth at first, Kim at second, Bogarts at short, Manny at third, outfield of Soto, Grisham, and Tatis, Nola, Campusano, Severino, all battling behind the plate, DHs, Nelson Cruz, Matt Carpenter. Off the bench, Brandon Dixon, Jose Azokar. Starting rotation, Darvish and Snell and Musgrove and Martinez and Lugo. I think the one thing we didn't ask him about was the bullpen, but the bullpen's not going to be too shabby either.
Yeah, we missed out on the – we didn't ask him about the bullpen. You're right.
With Josh Hader and Suarez coming back and hopefully Drew Pomeranz will be healthy this year, along with Tim Hill and everybody else returning. So it just has a chance to be a fantastic team, and I think Bob Melvin is pretty well aware of that. So we're going to get into some Daily Gambit stuff here. Scraby, I noticed something. I don't know if you put it in the Daily Gambit, but I was going through my Twitter feed today.
Oh.
Thought you might be interested in this.
What is it?
They've got the odds out for the four teams remaining in the NFL playoffs.
Okay.
Odds to win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, should we hit the music and then go into it?
Why, do you already have it?
No, you can present it in the Daily Gambit.
No, I'll present it ahead of the Daily Gambit.
That makes no sense.
Well, it literally makes no sense. I think it's far too important.
You brought up the Daily Gambit to not do the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Go ahead, Scraby, and then I'll give you my information within the confines of The Daily Gambit.
My OCD is strong today. Daily Gambit, it's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, make sure you remember to gamble responsibly. Chris.
All right, so the odds are, who's favored, do you think? Out of the four teams remaining, who is the current odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl?
I got it.
To the latest odds.
I'm going to say Bengals. Everybody's on the Bengal train.
Bengals, you say?
They're on the Bengal train.
You're saying Eagles. It's the Chiefs.
How?
Because they are really good.
They're the lowest
odds.
Just,
I'm taking into account ankles.
I'm going to tell you one Mahomes thing. Ankle. I will say this. It's very, very close. The Chiefs are plus 230. The Bengals and the Eagles are plus 260.
Oh.
But what I found most interesting...
Yeah, what?
The 49ers
what?
Are last.
They don't trust Purdy.
At plus 330. Now, I'm not a gambling man, but to me, all four teams are pretty equal.
I'd be
more than happy to take the 49ers at the longest price on the board and take my chances with that.
I would, too. That's shocking.
Well,
that's shocking.
There you have it.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a bet on that.
You're going to bet on that.
I am.
Plus 330, so if you put down $10, you'll be able to buy that last gallon of gas you need to get your car started.
Yes, I will. But I might actually make a bet on that because that is, I mean, I'm not offended or anything.
Yes, you are.
Stop
offended
it.
That the 49ers
Stop
are
it.
Last of the four teams to win the Super Bowl.
Patrick Mahomes' ankle is, like, detached from his body
right now. He still won the last game when it was detached from his body, too.
Yeah. Basically, the first three teams are about equal, and then the 49ers are trailing behind.
Well,
I just thought you would enjoy
hearing. I mean, the reality is the difference between those three and your one, Scraby, is they got bona fide dudes at the quarterback helm.
That's true.
That's fair. That's it. That's the only difference.
Have Although you the 49ers
seen Brock Purdy?
I'm not dissing Purdy.
The 49ers quarterback is undefeated for his career.
He is.
What, all of what, six, seven games?
Seven games now?
Maybe seven
eight.
Or eight.
Yeah,
seven
eight. Eight.
Maybe
now,
eight.
He's got two playoff games.
He's good. I'm not saying he's not good. I'm just saying in terms of these odds and bets, I mean,
I get it. It makes sense.
See, the odds makers are not trying to predict who's going to win.
No.
The odds makers are trying to predict who's going to bet on who.
And
they know that most people look at these teams and only see the quarterback.
That's exactly who that they see.
And so that's why, you know, Purdy is the last.
I get it. I mean, that does make sense for that. But I have.
You feel disrespected.
I feel a little bit disrespected. But that's interesting you say that, Chris, because I'm looking at the football spreads. And the Chiefs aren't even favored in their own game. The Bengals are 1.5-point favorites. So
well, they beat them three straight times.
But how can the Chiefs be the top team if they're not even favored in their own game?
Yeah, that's changed quickly because the Chiefs opened as a 1-point favorite. Now they're a 1-point underdog.
1.5 so. On my end.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, look, I mean, odds are just that. So, you know, you bet on who you feel comfortable with. I would feel very comfortable taking the 49ers at the longest price on the board because I think they have a... They have a pretty fair.
Why does Brian Kenny get to be a part of Hall of Fame?
I knew this was going to happen when Tony turned
around. I don't understand. Why is they can't find somebody else to be the MC of this?
It would
I
be
guess
nice
not.
If they could.
Like what? Why is Brian Kenny that guy? Like there's so many good.
Why has he not been fired like 10 times?
I don't need him to be. I don't want to make Madden lose his job, but I'm just saying he doesn't need to be hosting the Hall of Fame.
It was a little much when he accused Joe Musgrove of cheating when he had no proof.
I hope that the network puts Brian Kinney in uncomfortable spots all year where he has to be around Joe. I hope it happens at least once this
spring
year.
Spring training. You're going to interview Joe Musgrove.
He ain't coming to spring training.
He wouldn't show his face.
He's no shot. Sorry, I got us
and
off topic.
Also,
there.
I don't think Joe Musgrove would grant him an interview.
No, you're probably right.
Joe's a little bit too, too cool for that.
Joe's too classy to do it, but I wouldn't be mad if he walked
Joe
by and
it?
Gave him the bird.
I mean, wouldn't Joe do it, though, just because he is so classy?
No, I don't think
I
he would. I think in that case,
I consider myself somewhat classy. I wouldn't give him an interview.
And still turn down an interview with that idiot.
Okay.
What he said.
Tony got us going.
I'm sorry.
Tony got us going.
I just happened to look, and they were going to commercial. You know how sometimes they'll show the shot, but there's no sound?
Yeah.
And so clearly, you know, he's having a conversation with the presenter, with the Hall of Fame there, and I'm like,
does he have a vote?
He shouldn't be giving that. I hope not.
Okay, let's just move on. The PGA Tour Farmers Insurance Open starts tomorrow, so here are some of the odds. It will be John Rahm as the favorite, 4-1 odds. Xander Schauffele, 12-1. Colin Morikawa, 12-1. Tony Finau, 12-1.
Loose ankles.
Justin Thomas, 13-1. Will Zalatoris, 14-1 in the final one in the top 5 or 6. Sanjay M, 20-1. Our guy, Charlie Hoffman, he is plus 25,000.
Yeah.
Plus
I would put a couple 000. Bucks on Charlie just for the heck of it. And I think the guy to bet there, 14-1, Will Zalatoris.
You like Zalatoris.
Came very close last year.
He did.
Lost
he really
in the
did.
Playoff.
I mean, he lost a lot of close tournaments last
he
year.
He did. He's going to win some. Although John Rahm is on fire right
he
now,
really
as
is.
Charlie pointed out to us yesterday.
And, I mean, he loves Torrey Pines.
Yeah.
He won the U.S.
So
Open.
Gonna
he's won a tournament
to
there.
Going to be tough to
John
beat.
Rahm is a pretty good golfer, isn't he?
He's all right.
Oh, yeah.
He's okay.
Pretty good.
Just saying.
I bet he doesn't play bogey golf.
I feel like I'm starting to hear his – I'm not starting. I feel like we've been hearing his name –
Well, he's a major
frequently.
Winner.
But I'm saying, like, there are quite a few major winners. But I'm just saying, he's got that.
It
he's
factor.
Hot right now.
Yeah,
he's hot right now. Like it seems like we're talking about him every tournament.
Lot. Yeah, he's always in the top 10, top 5, top 25, or something. But he also has some great blow ups on the golf course.
Does he?
Oh yeah.
Now he's what?
Spanish.
He's
Spanish.
From Spain. Okay.
And his blow-ups on the golf course, I think, may rival Tiger Woods. I mean, he may not.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I have
Tiger
to show
Woods
you some video.
Used to have, I mean, it used to be a point of contention for a lot of
I
people.
I remember that, one time.
That
yeah.
he was constantly dropping F-bombs.
He was. But John Rahm one time.
He actually
time,
made it okay to do that, I think, in golf for a while.
For a while.
Because he was the only one doing it.
Until the mic,
it was okay.
Until the mic picked it
he
up.
He was also the only one on television. They never showed another golfer when Tiger was playing.
I remember John Rahm one time taking a swing. It wasn't a good shot. And he just took the club as he was going back, and he just threw it like 30 yards in front of him. And that's just the type
of... It was like a bat flip?
It was a bat flip.
It was
a
golf flip.
Bat flip. It was a golf flip. So that's the Farmers Insurance Open again. Wednesday through Saturday is the tournament for the time being. I guess they're switching to that. And we liked it last year. We liked the Saturday finish. So
word up.
Clippers and Lakers tonight, Tony. 7 p.m. Lakers are supposedly, yes, they are the home team. Clippers are 5-point favorites as the road
Fair?
Team.
Fair enough.
I know they're not
really
a road
They got
team.
A hot Kawhi Leonard coming into building, playing some good basketball.
Kawhi's going to play tonight, huh? That's,
I
that's the thing with betting on the Clippers. You just never know if Kawhi's going to play, if Paul George is going to play, if they're not going to play. I'd be wary of that.
Yeah, yeah. What do you guys
think? I would also take the Lakers here.
Yeah, I'm taking
the
Lakers.
They're playing some good basketball. They just beat Memphis. They just beat Portland. And they're feeling their...
This is a big game.
They got a new guy in there, Rui Hachimura. He's going to make his debut, right?
I think the Clippers are, what, 2 games ahead of the Lakers?
Yeah,
and
the
they're
Lakers
in a sixth spot?
If they win this game, they're only a game back of the sixth spot.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a, kind of an important game.
Not on the line for the Lakers tonight.
I'm taking the Lakers. You already know.
I like the 5 points.
Yeah, I'm going Clippers. Let's go to the Bulls and the Pacers. Pacers are at home. Bulls are 1.5-point favorites, Chris.
Yeah, I know they are, but the Pacers are going the wrong direction right now. I believe they've lost 5 in a row. Bulls appear to be back, headed in the right direction. At the risk of jinxing the Bulls, I will take them and only have to give 1.5 tonight.
All right. Then that reminds me. Let me look at my Lonzo Ball update.
Ooh.
Don't mind me.
I'll go and bet. You know, I know nothing about either of these teams. So, less about the Pacers than I do about the Bulls.
Yeah, you already know. I want the Bulls. The Bulls.
I'm just going to go Pacers just to be the contrarian.
Be the contrarian. They just announced the first member of the Baseball Hall of Fame for this year. Scott Rolen.
Yes, indeed.
Not a surprise. Congratulations to Scott Rolen. He has been elected. He received 76.3% of the vote.
Barely got over
which
the...
Which is barely enough to get in.
1.3.
Leads me to believe he might be the only one that gets in. We'll have to wait and see if somebody else also got in. But they'd have to probably have less percent than him and still be over 75, which doesn't leave a lot of room.
That was his sixth year on the ballot.
Good for Scott Rolen.
How long was your dad on the ballot before he got elected, Tony?
A week. It didn't take long.
He was on his first.
Yeah.
He went in
first
his first
crack.
Yeah.
First year.
Okay. I think I've asked that question before, but I've seen that video of your dad getting the call, and it's pretty awesome.
And how many people didn't vote for him? Do you know the actual number?
I feel like it was three.
Just three? Three people didn't vote for him.
Yeah. Who are those three?
I don't want to know.
Brian Kinney.
Probably.
Last bet, Nuggets at Pelicans. Nuggets are a one-point favorite. The reason I chose this one, BetQL says take the Nuggets. It's a four-star bet, so I will take the Nuggies.
Yeah, well, I'll take the Pelicans.
Pelicans are struggling. I believe they've lost five straight. I'll take the Nuggets.
What I changed my mind. Taking the Nuggets.
Okay.
All right. That's it for the Daily Gambit.
All right.
We'll have more football stuff as we go along through the week.
Yeah. We're getting, we're a day closer to the championship Sunday, as it were. And it looks like that is it for the Hall of Fame. Scott Rolen is going to go in along with Fred McGriff, who went in on the Veterans Committee. And now, Scraby, since we've already had Fred McGriff, all you have to do is get us Scott Rolen. Get working on that.
Okay.
Get cracking on that.
All right.
All right. So, yes, that is the... The news from the Baseball Hall of Fame, Scott Rolen is the only player elected this year, getting 76.3% of the vote. You need 75 to get in, so he barely qualified. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Coming up in this hour, we haven't had it in a little while. Scraby gets a chance to be embarrassed. It will be Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
I've already been embarrassed so much in the last 2 days.
Yeah, well, get ready to probably be embarrassed again. It's coming up in about 15 minutes. Stick around for more Gwen and Chris after we check some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Scott Rolen is your new Hall of Fame inductee, along with Fred McGriff. It'll be those two, one through the Veterans Committee, one through the writers, Baseball Writers of America.
Baseball Writers Association of America.
Boom, I forgot the other
A. Scott Miller is a member of that. Bob Nightingale is a member of that. So are many, many others. Just two come to mind.
Do we need to corner those guys and find out what their votes were?
We can.
We have
and
the ability
to. They
too.
Voted for more than Scott Rowland, but Scott Rowland was the only one to get over 75% of the ballot filler outers.
Todd Helton came pretty close
to get there. Todd Helton missed by 11 votes.
How many? Do we know? Let me look on my.
Todd Helton needed 11 more votes. Here's the thing with Scott Rowland that's interesting. In the history of the baseball writers voting process, no player has ever gotten less than 15% of the vote on the first ballot and then gone on to be elected to the Hall of Fame. Until Scott Rowland.
Give me that again.
In the history of the voting, no player has ever gotten less than 15% of the vote on their first try. Scott Rowland got 10% on his first try, and then it gradually increased to 17%, to 35, 52, 63, and this year to 76.
He made a bigger jump each and every year.
He made a huge jump, and he's the first player ever to get less than 15% on the first ballot and then eventually wind up in the Hall of Fame. So, interesting that Rowland... as good of a career as he had in the minds of voters, he got a whole lot better over the last 6 years.
There were
because he was an afterthought after 2018. You would have never thought he would have made the Hall of Fame.
I mean, he was on his first time on the ballot was what? You said 2018?
2018. And there was a whole bunch of other guys in his way.
Yeah. Had to kind of clear out.
That's
right?
Kind of what they're explaining is that they're just saying a whole bunch of certain Hall of Famers cleared out of the way. And that's why Rowland's popularity increased. It's kind of interesting. In the last 40 years, only two third basemen have been elected to the Hall of Fame.
I think I saw there's double digits. Maybe I want to say the number was 19. It might be less than that.
As far as
total third baseman in the Hall of Fame.
Rowland will become just the 18th third baseman.
There it is.
But he's only the second in the last 40 years to make it. The other was Chipper Jones. The interesting to me about that is there might be more than two Hall of Fame third basemen playing right now.
Isn't that something how the time of
yeah.
it, right?
I mean, how many good third basemen are out there in Major League Baseball? We start with Manny, Nolan Arenado, Jose Ramirez, just
top.
To name three.
Yeah. Now, again, those are legitimate, and certainly Manny is carving out that type of career, so is Nolan Arenado. But that's when it gets interesting, right? Because during this time, there's a bunch of highly productive third basemen.
Yeah.
Will they be able to sustain it
sure.
through
we'll
the course of the career? Because that's what ultimately makes you a Hall of Famer, is if you can play at that level for a long period of time.
Nolan Arenado is looking very good for the Hall of Fame. And you consider that Rowland is getting in... I don't want to say largely because of his defense, but that's a big part of it. He won 8 gold gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Only 3 third basemen have ever won more. Brooks Robinson, Mike Schmidt, and Nolan Arenado has already won more.
Yep.
He's up to 10. That's got to put Arenado in some pretty good shape. Rowland was a .281 hitter, 316 home runs in his career. Again, numbers that Arenado's already approaching, if not beating.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be so weird to compare the power numbers in 10 years, because everybody hits more home runs now than they used to. So
that the numbers, and again, this goes back to what Chase Darnold said yesterday. Guys are tailoring their games to what's getting paid.
Yes, which is home runs.
But that isn't necessarily what gets you into the Hall of Fame. Right? I mean,
somebody get into the Hall of Fame with like 550 home runs but a .235 batting average? I don't know.
Has it been done before?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at the entire Hall of Fame, but it just seems like a really low batting average for a Hall of Famer.
I mean, but that's the kind of stuff we'll be talking about in the next,
I think you're right.
What, 10, 15 years?
Yeah.
As this generation of players starts to get older, their average, which isn't something that teams pay for or look at very much, isn't going to be as high as some of the guys we've seen go in here in the last 40 years.
But, I mean, I'm just looking at Arenado real quick. He's got a higher career batting average than Roland did. He's at 289. Arenado's next home run will be his 300th. So he's already...
He's at 299 right now?
He's at 299. Wow. He's already approaching Roland in home runs. He's ahead of him in batting average. He's already ahead of him in gold gloves won. You don't know how many more they're going to hand to this guy. And I don't mean to say it sarcastically, but he should have never won last year. We all know that. Manny Machado should have been the gold glove winner and should have been the Silver Slugger Award winner as well. Sorry, Arenado fans. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be interesting over the next 10 to 15 years because the...
Not only that, the
numbers are going to change.
More of the older voters are going to be
going
moving
the
out,
side.
And
yeah.
The newer, younger generation is going to be starting to come in. More of them are going to be coming
right.
in.
Right, yeah. So well, we got to get Scott Miller on and kick this subject around here in the next few days because yeah. I think it's pretty interesting.
No, I do
frankly.
Too. All right, let's get to break. We'll eventually get to Eli Apple and his pettiness later on in the show. But up next, it's time for Mr. Scraby to see if he can scratch a W. That's right, a win. Fantabulous. Chris's Fantabulous Game Show.
The luck is not going my way today.
Is next.
Get to traffic. Our thoughts go out to all of the people in this state. My goodness, what are we doing out there, people? 19 have been killed now in 3 California shootings over the last 48 hours. I think everybody in the state is pretty aware of what's has heard the news about the 11 people killed in Monterey Park on Sunday night, and then 7 more in Half Moon Bay. And then there was another shooting in Oakland last night. 1 person was killed, 7 were injured. I don't really have any solution. It's Dr. Gary Slutkin, former head of the World Health Organization Intervention Development Unit, said, "It's a disease, violence, and it's contagious." People, please,
yeah,
relax out there.
Hmm. It's you try your best not to become numb because it's happening so often.
I know. Every time you turn on the news, it seems like
It's enough.
It's enough to make
you not want to turn on the news most of the time. Too.
I know. One event is a risk factor for another event. Just like one event of COVID is a risk factor for another event of COVID. Anyway, that's Slutkin speaking, the doctor. All right. Well, our thoughts, just go out to anybody involved with that kind of violence and tragedy.
I think we need to say, too, if you feel like you are going to hurt someone, you need to go talk to someone. Please do. Go and
seek
help.
That's a better outcome for everybody involved.
Including themselves.
Yeah, agreed.
No, no doubt. No doubt.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm a go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show!
And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, in the wake of that news that we just gave you, too, I mean, look, we're going to play a fun game show right now, and we don't mean to overlook what is happening around our state, but sports is a great diversion oftentimes for some of the tragedies that befall us. So we're going to have some more fun here, and a little Sports Fantabulous Game Show is coming up. But before that, Scott Rolen, who just got elected into the Hall of Fame, is being interviewed by the MLB Network right now.
Scott's definitely showing his age.
Somebody explain... why he looks like he's on Mars.
First of all, he looks like we used to watch TV in the 90s.
It's patchy.
I think he's realized it, so he's trying to get closer to his camera so he's a little clearer, but My guess is Scott is somewhere out in the stick somewhere.
It is the...
I will give him this.
The poorest reception I've seen on a Zoom call interview in quite some time.
Yeah, I don't think that he cares about lighting.
I don't think
he needs more lighting. He needs more lighting.
He definitely
lighting.
Doesn't care about
but
lighting.
I'll give him this. His camera is equal it's with
right.
his eyes.
It's not looking up his nose.
It's not looking up
You're
his nose.
You're absolutely right.
So we'll give him credit for that.
Give him credit for that. All right, now time for you guys to get some credit. Coming up with answers on Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. You can play along out there. See how well you do. Today's category has 14 correct answers, guys. And that is the number of NFL greats at the quarterback position who have thrown for 25 or more touchdown passes in playoff competition.
Wait, this is quarterback greats?
Well, they're all greats,
right.
But there's 25 guys that have thrown... I'm sorry, there are 14 guys.
I was going to say, 25 guys.
I beg your pardon. There are 14 guys that have thrown 25 or more touchdowns in postseason play.
Okay.
So you are going to try to name them. You'll go one at a time. And if you get an answer wrong, you get a strike. And three strikes, and you're out. Tony usually wins. We usually give Scraby the option of going first or second based on strategy that he knows nothing about.
That's, you know, that is you.
Yeah,
right?
I was thinking about my quarterbacks. I will go first again.
This is playoff touchdown.
Playoff touchdowns.
Playoffs?
25 touchdown passes in the playoffs.
That
only
seems like
14
a lot.
Guys.
It does seem like a lot.
Do you think it's a lot of guys or
a lot of touchdowns?
Yeah, only
what
14.
Are they throwing four or five a game?
14 guys in history have done it, and you got to have 25 or more touchdowns. It's a pretty much a who's who, so let's see how many you guys can get.
All right, I'm just going to go with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, it's unbelievable. Tom Brady has 88 postseason touchdown
88.
Passes. The next guy on the list has 45.
Wow.
Tom Brady's nearly doubled every other quarterback in history in postseason touchdown passes, so that is correct. All right, Tony, you're up. Name a quarterback with 25 or more career postseason TD passes.
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, otherwise known as Joe Cool, Joe Montana. He's second, 45. Trailing Brady by only 43. All right, Scraby, you're up. You guys got the top two on the list.
Okay.
Move along, Mr. Scraby. Peyton Manning. He is fifth on the list. He's got 40. So that is correct. So far, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning. I don't know if this is going to be a tough category or not. I feel like it could be.
Well, when it gets to the old timers, it's going to be tough for me.
All right. Well, we'll see how you do. In the meantime, Tony Gwynn Jr.
How about Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I played a lot of playoff games. Give that man a
man.
Strike.
Wow.
Jim Kelly not on the list, surprisingly so, of guys with 25 or more touchdown passes in the postseason.
I mean, he played in four straight Super Bowls. You think he had to play a bunch of games to get there.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. That threw me off.
You know what? That's such a good guess that I'm like double checking just to make sure, because it honestly seems like he would he'd be on that list. But I mean, I'm almost positive he's not. If he is, I'll take your strike back. But in the meantime, Scraby, you have yourself a little bit of an early advantage here.
I'm gonna say the man who wrecked my childhood, Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman. Give you a strike.
Ooh.
Are you kidding me? The guy was in the playoffs every year.
Not on the list.
And I got to say, he made my life horrible as a kid because he beat my team, nothing else.
Okay.
Thanks for updating us on that.
Yeah.
Sorry about all that.
I'm stunned that Troy Aikman is not on the list, but.
Wow. Aikman nor
that
Jim
is crazy.
Kelly
wow.
on the list, believe it or not.
Like, that throws at me. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. I just malfunction.
You can't talk.
I want to just make 100% sure, because those are really good answers. Jim Kelly had 21. Troy Aikman had 23.
That's amazing.
So both of them were very close, but neither of them had 25. So there you go. Good guesses, but both wrong. So Scraby leads 2-1, and both of you have an incorrect answer.
Now I'm kind of gunshot.
Me too.
4, 6, 8. There's still 11 correct guesses to go here. And it's Tony's turn.
Oh, my gosh.
Playoff quarterbacks with 25 or more career touchdown passes. Category today. Turning out to be a little more difficult.
Yeah. How about my man Drew Brees?
How about your man Drew Brees? Got 37, so he's in there comfortably. Sitting in sixth place all time.
Tony's on his devices over there.
I'm typing names.
Okay.
Trying to put some names down, Scraby. Scraby's always concerned that Tony...
Somebody's cheating.
Getting an extra...
I need to be on the same level.
Well, I did fill out two copies of the answers.
Well, you did give it to
Tony
him.
One. Yeah.
I know.
All right, so it's 2-2. I'm giving you time to think,
Scraby. Oh, I already got one. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, correct. He's tied with Montana, actually, at 45.
Whoa, that's a lot.
So he's way up there. So Aaron Rodgers, yes, that's correct. Scraby leads 3-2. I'm getting a sneaky suspicion, Scraby, that you may have a chance today.
I think I may have a chance.
Unless Tony kind of gets locked in, because right now I think he's kind of searching.
You're right. I am searching.
All right, well, let's see if you can find a quarterback with 25 or more postseason career touchdown passes. Play along out there if you like. See how many you can get. Tony? Dun, 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 dun. He's a little nervous that he's going to get his second strike.
How about Ben Roethlisberger?
Ah!
Ben Roethlisberger. That would stink if he wasn't on there, but he is.
Oh, thank God. I knew it. I didn't think you were going to get that one.
Ben Roethlisberger has 36. He's right behind Drew Brees.
That's a lot.
Right behind Drew Brees. All right, so it's tied at 3 in a very tense competition today. Both of you have 3 correct answers. Both of you have 1 strike. And there are 8 correct answers remaining. I will tell you that so far you've both combined to get 6 of the top 7.
Okay.
So there's one more.
It's going to get real hard here.
There's one more big one, dicey. And then the rest of the group there. 25 or more career postseason touchdown passes is what we're looking
for. All right, I got one.
Scraby's got one.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson? You think?
No way. The entire 2010 decade in the playoffs.
Really? Let me look. He's on the list!
Yes!
Scraby, he has exactly...
Yes!
He has exactly 25.
Oh!
Right at the bottom of the list, but he's on it.
So there's my baseline.
Wilson is your baseline, so you want somebody better than him in this particular category. That was a good pull,
Scraby. I don't
Scraby.
Like you, Scraby.
Thank you.
Very Thank unlike you. You to get somebody at the bottom of the list.
It is very unlike me.
All right, so Scraby's taking a 4-3 lead. Your luck may be changing, my friend.
Hmm.
Next thing you know, somebody's going to go put gas in your car and deliver it to you.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. All right, Tony, I've given you time. You got to come up with your 4th correct answer here or face a second strike.
Steve Young.
That is a really good guess.
Oh, God.
Give him a buzzer.
Where the hell is he? He's got 20.
Oh!
Not on the list.
Oh!
Steve Young is an incorrect answer. Tony Gwynn surprisingly goes to the doorstep with his second strike. Scraby leads. Do you lead?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4-3. All right, Scraby, you can open up a 2-point lead here. There are still 7 correct answers remaining. There's quite a few correct choices out there. Quarterbacks with 25 or more postseason touchdown passes.
It's not Wake Forest.
No, I'm not going to guess Wake Forest, and I don't believe any of these quarterbacks went to Wake Forest either.
Okay, that helps me.
That should help you.
Who
do you got, Scraby? This is a big right.
This is a
huge
one. You can
really put the pressure on Tony here.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Uh-oh.
What about?
Patrick Mahomes is a hell of a guess. He's got 30.
Yes!
He's right there already.
I don't know why I didn't think about that before.
At this very young stage of his career.
Patrick Mahomes have 30 freaking touchdowns.
Can you believe that?
It's ridiculous.
He's pretty good. So Patrick Mahomes is on the list. Scraby now leads 5-3.
Put that down, Patrick.
You know what? I'm looking out the freeway right now on the 15 South.
Everybody stopped.
People are stopping. They're pulling over to the side. They cannot believe Scraby has a 5-3 lead. over the great Tony Gwynn Jr.
I'm Zen mastering over here.
And Tony is facing his final strike. He needs to get this correct or the game will be over. I think I put enough undue pressure on him.
You know what?
Gonna wait for his guess.
I'm going to go with one of your guys, Mr. Marino.
Dan the Man Marino. One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Don't do me like that. Come on.
He's got 32.
Okay.
Is it?
You were taking a little long.
Marino's in there. He didn't play a ton of playoff games either. I'd have to look up exactly how many, but
I'm running out of like actual. I'm running out of actual guesses.
I got two more.
Well, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5 left. Scraby leads 5-4. And it is your turn, Scraby.
I actually have 3 now.
Wow, you got 3 guesses. You're feeling.
He's feeling,
you're feeling
froggy.
Your oats.
Another guy that beat my 49ers as a kid, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, 44.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right up there on the top. So, Scraby keeps the heat on.
I'm getting nervous.
All right,
nervous.
Tony, 6-4.
I'm getting nervous.
There's only 4 more correct
Who'd
answers.
You just say?
You said Brett Favre.
Yeah.
And that is correct. So Scraby has a 6-4 lead. People are on the side of the freeway listening intently. They can't believe that Scraby has a lead. Tony's facing his final strike. He's got only 4 correct answers that will save him at this point. And we are looking for quarterbacks with 25 or more postseason touchdown passes. Tony needs one to stay alive right here. And he doesn't want to say it. He's so nervous.
John Elway.
John Elway. Are you saying that or are you asking?
Both.
You're doing both? Come on, Elway. You got to be there. He is
yeah,
with 27.
He had to be.
John Elway is there. Tony is still alive.
Woo!
It is 6-5. There are 3 correct answers remaining.
I think I got one of them.
And Scraby, you can wrap up, clinch at least a tie here.
There was a team in the 70s that won 4 Super Bowls. That team would be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
That quarterback would be Terry Bradshaw.
I was hanging on to that one.
Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
It was a good one. Terry Bradshaw's 30 postseason touchdown passes. Scraby leads.
Yes, you're
Scraby,
hilarious.
Finally
Scraby.
Found a category for you.
I finally did something right today.
All right, Tony, you got
I hope.
2 correct answers and 1 strike left. So, basically, I don't know.
Ooh.
The best you can do is tie.
Wow.
Ooh.
The best you can do is tie. Who's your guess? Silence is killing us.
Donovan McNabb.
Donovan McNabb, 24.
No!
Just missed. And shockingly so, Scraby is today's winner of the Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
I'm trying to do my salsa.
You earned that, man. You did. You know what's funny is I talked myself. Tell me if this was Kurt Warner one?
Yes.
Oh,
I talked myself out of Kurt Warner and went with Donovan McNabb.
What about, Chris, what about, is Philippe Rivers on there?
No.
What about Eli Manning?
The bottom guy on the list, tied with Russell Wilson, nobody would ever get.
Who?
Kurt, you only missed 2. You missed Kurt Warner and, unbelievably so, Joe Flacco.
I wouldn't have got
got that. No way. So once Scraby got to 7, I knew it was locked up because there was no way you were
going
to get the other 2, Tony.
Congratulations, Scraby.
Congratulations,
you
Scraby.
Are
this feels amazing. Actually.
He has posted a victory in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, and he's posted it before the end of January.
This is amazing.
So things are turning Scraby's way.
It's not going to sit well with me.
No, it is not.
I lose all the time, Tony. How does it feel to lose? It feels terrible.
And Scraby's going to rub it in, which is not a surprise.
I'm going to be quiet now.
All right.
What's the word I'm looking for? Humble. I'm going to be
humble. Yeah. A humble winner? You've already not been humble. You jumped up and screamed and kicked your heels together.
I did.
Humble went out the window a long time ago.
Tony came and looked at me.
No, he's not pleased. All right. 833-288-0973. Your turn to play some trivia next with a round of Chris versus the fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.